Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Sally Morrow, Principal, Mr. Blake Allen. Always lots of fun things going on up there at Sally Morrow. And Mr. Allen, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
So how are things going at Sally Morrow right now as far as the pandemic and having to quarantine and all those kinds of things? Pretty smooth sailing so far?
Yeah, I would say, Dave, it's pretty smooth sailing. We're doing what we can, and I think that is, it's a lot more than a lot of school districts are doing. Our students are in school. We're just in a routine now. It's a routine of sanitization as well as the kids learning.
Right. It's almost like things are slowly starting to get back to normal a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
And that's always a good thing, having those kids in school. And I mean, it does wonders for the kids, and it does wonders for the faculty and staff too up there. I'm sure that you notice a spring in a step and everything around there now.
Yes, the faculty and staff, we need the kids here. We need their energy.
I would like to harness some of that energy every now and then.
Yeah.
All right, let's start off the day. We're going to talk about math facts, and that's one of the big pushes that are going on right now at Sally Morrow. So let's talk about those.
Yeah, math facts. So that's one of our big pushes, that we want the students to have mastered their math facts before they get to basically the next level. We want in first grade, in kindergarten, we want them to get their math facts before they move on to the next grade. This will help them to be more fluid, and basically when they jump to the junior high level, they will know their math facts. They will know addition all the way to division, and that is one big push that has been our push for the last 2 years. This is our second year, and we are definitely seeing a difference, and we've heard from the junior high, from helper, that they are seeing that when the students get to that level, that they are not having to spend as much time on certain things, that they can move on through it quickly.
And that's got to be encouraging from an administrator as well as a faculty standpoint, to know that what's going forward and what's leaving is retaining with these kids. Have you noticed when they came back at the beginning of the year to now, you had said something about there's been huge growth since even the Christmas break. So let's talk about those things and kind of where they were at when they came back at the beginning of the year, as opposed to even where they are now.
Yeah, coming back at the beginning of the year, we have to realize that the students were not in the classrooms for a good chunk of the end of the year last year. And so, yes, teachers were teaching them virtually, but the students really couldn't retain the information like they could being in the classroom. And they couldn't be taught the way that the teachers really need to teach them by having their butts in the seats and by teaching them that way. And so for having them in the classroom and for the whole school district, not just Sally Morrow, but having students come to school, come to a physical classroom, sit down and learn from a teacher that's right in front of them, and a teacher that is able and capable of looking at holes and finding their holes and giving them small interventions. The growth that the students have made this year is awesome. And I think the students want to be here. They want, like we talked about, some feel of normalcy. And I think we're finally starting to get to that routine of, you know what, the only really thing that's different at the school is everybody wears a mask.
And really, that's it. I mean, things are going great. They're back in school and students are in classrooms and everything like that. And it would seem that everything is right with the world, so to speak, from an educational standpoint. And do you notice that, and we talked about it just a moment ago, in the staff as well, that, you know, it's great to have the kids there, and they kind of, like you said, they kind of feed off of the kids, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, they feed off the kids. They need the kids' energy. And that's where we are. They're pushing along. We're looking at end of year testing. the teachers are really pushing the students to basically learn as much as they can to really get the students to understand the essential standards that each grade level has created for them.
Very, very cool. And that's great stuff that's going on up there with that. Now we've talked about the school part of it. Let's talk about the fun part of it. And it's very difficult now to have assemblies and things like that. In fact, I don't know as though any schools have been able to do assemblies or anything like that. So you guys have come up with an Easter egg hunt. And as always, the helper community has jumped in to help out. Let's talk about the Easter egg hunt that's coming up.
Yeah, so our Easter egg hunt, everything was planned by our PTA. We have an amazing, wonderful PTA that do a lot of this stuff so that it takes it off our plates, that they can take control of it. But yes, they've set up a thing where community members in Helper can bring in the plastic Easter eggs, and then we have a place in the office where we set those in a bucket. And then they're, each day it's emptied, and they're taken to a spot in the school, and they're quarantined, basically. And they'll be quarantined for at least a week, and then the PTA will get together and fill those with candy provided by the school. And each student, I believe so far, they've over 1,000 Easter eggs have been donated. And so each student will get a couple Easter eggs that they will be able to go outside and run and have fun and go find an Easter egg when that takes place.
And that'll be a lot of fun because they need that too. I mean, they need to get out and they need to be outside, get fresh air and enjoy themselves, because the kids, in talking to a couple of administrators and a couple of principals and things like that, I mean, we're 2 months left of school. And are the kids starting to feel that, or have you still got a little ways to go before they start feeling it?
Oh, no, we're feeling it. The kids, the weather's changing. The kids are definitely feeling it.
All right. Hey, Principal Blake Allen, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And everything good going on up there at Sally Morrow. Just keep the train going and go Bulls, right?
Exactly. Go Bulls. And I would like to just throw in a little plug for all the teachers out here. They are amazing. They are the ones doing the work. They deserve all the credit that we're getting for the school.
Couldn't do it without them.
No.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day, sir.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.